I do think longer term, you know, one of the downsides of Cuba, for example, is that, you know, there's a big production potential just sitting there kind of waiting to go. And that as we're able to tap into that, you know, we're kind of an obvious market for those folks. A lot of infrastructure needs, you know, a lot of stuff to happen before that does occur. But, you know, 5 years from now, 7, 8 years from now, it could be a very different story than where we are right now.
Now, when it comes to Cuba, there are some ag leaders worried about what opening markets with them might mean.
Well, and I think they're with some just cause. You know, it won't surprise me to see them come in the market in a big way as an organic production system. And so any kind of premium you thought you were getting on that front might be there for a while, but, you know, again, 5, 10 years from now, I think you're going to be hard-pressed to talk about those premiums just because of competition coming out of Cuba.
Young says there are things that Southeast specialty crop producers need to be thinking about when it comes to that crop each year.
Well, again, I think just make sure that they've got a very, you know, quality is certainly our buzzword. All, you know, our producers do produce a very quality product. And I think just making sure that we can maintain that, make sure folks know that we are putting that product on the table.